Hello and welcome back to The Brunch Files, where we serve up bottomless brunch-worthy topics about life in your 30s. We're your hosts, Tegan and Rachel, and today we are just recording another little catch-up episode. It's been a couple of weeks since we last put an episode out. You may or may not have noticed because this time of year is so hectic.
It's so hectic. I feel like people probably haven't even noticed. I feel like you blink and 2 weeks is already gone. So apologies for the lack of consistency the last couple of weeks, but I'm sure no one really noticed.
It's wild to think it's already the 9th of December when we're recording this. I just think, you know, to say what everyone says at this time of the year, like, where did 2024 go?
I think this is the quickest year yet.
Yeah.
It actually makes me so afraid, though, because I'm like, as I get older, years go quicker, as they say. But I'm like, if it goes at this rate when we're, what, 31, 32, what the heck is it going to be like at 60?
I know. I was literally watching telly last night and there was, I think it was on Channel 9 or whatever, they were putting up their preview or their sort of ad for their 2024 year in review. You know how the networks do that sort of stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was at that time already. I was like, wait, it is nearly mid-December and I still haven't put my Christmas tree up. So I feel like I'm very behind.
Neither have I. We get a real one though. And I think we're either going to do it tonight or tomorrow because we normally go choose it, collect it, set it up together and have some yummy dinner and champagne or something just to make a little evening of it. And Andrew's actually not working tonight or tomorrow night. So we're going to use that opportunity to put it up. I can't wait for the smell.
Yeah.
I love
it. We're not doing the real tree thing this year. So I have no excuse. Ours is just, we just haven't had, every time we've had like 5 minutes to do it, we're just like, oh, we can't be bothered.
Can't be bothered.
To do it another time. Yeah.
Exactly. It hasn't really felt very Christmassy this year.
It hasn't.
Have you found that?
Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe because it came around so quickly. I don't know.
Sometimes I really get into it and get into it early and I try and do Christmas baking and all this stuff. I'm going to be back with my family for the week of Christmas and I said to Mum, I'm like, can we do a little Christmas baking night, probably with like all day with my nieces and just try and do some festive stuff?
Yeah.
I actually get to spend Christmas Eve with my family this year and I'm really excited because we generally have carols by candlelight on and I don't make eggnog or do, you know, I don't know. It's just a nice time at Mum and Dad's with whatever siblings can be there. Yeah. Also, apologies for my nasally voice. I have what I'm hoping is my last cold of the year. I just keep getting sick and I'm so over it.
I've also been on a run of like illness as well. So hoping this is my last cold for the year also.
Hopefully. Bring on better health in 2025. That gives me a fright. 2025.
I know.
Anyway, I know we sound like everyone's saying
this
stuff at the moment.
5 years since the pandemic, which just seems like crazy.
I saw a thing on social media, of course. I don't know how many times I've said that in this podcast. And it was like, it's been half a decade since the pandemic. I'm like, well, it hasn't really because it was what, 2 years long. So it's been 3 years since, you know, what, the end, quote unquote. But still, 5 years since 2020 is wild.
It's very wild.
But catch us up from the last few weeks. What have you been up to? Any highlights?
Oh, I feel like I've just been sick and working.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not too many highlights. I must admit, honestly, it's been a bit boring. I think, just having been unwell and then work has just, I'm finally getting to the point now where I feel like things are starting to slow down for the year. Thank goodness. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to just having a couple of weeks off, trying to get, we've got a lot of like DIY things we need to do around home that, you know, those things just build up that you don't get time to do throughout the rest of the year. And then, really keen to get to the beach. I mean, the one good thing, we've had some really nice weather, but it's been so bloody humid. So I'm hoping.
I've not been coping with the humidity.
Yeah. I'm hoping that eases and we just get some really lovely sunny days that we can just go out and enjoy the fleeting Melbourne summer.
Yes. I feel like we're almost crawling to the finish line. I've had a very big couple of months. Fun and like busy with work. So like
the new job.
Yeah. And I got a promotion at work, which was incredible. And then just a really, really busy time with a couple of issues that were bubbling away. Incredible. And I was also acting in my boss's position. So it's just been really crazy with work. And it's meant that like everything else around work has taken a bit of a backseat.
Yeah.
Like my food prep, all this stuff that I normally really pride myself on being dedicated to. I feel like everything's falling apart a little bit this year and I'm just like, need to get to the break.
I think everyone's like crawling to the Christmas finish line. Break.
Yep. Yes, bring on Chrissy.
Absolutely.
A couple of highlights though. I might have mentioned in a previous episode that I'd bought tickets to this one of those candlelight concerts.
Yes.
I always see them pop up on Instagram and I've been meaning to go for ages and I bought this one that was movie soundtracks and it's at the Melbourne Aquarium.
It looked amazing from Instagram.
It was so good. They were incredible. It was a quartet. There was a cello and three violins, I think. I mean, it might have been a
Viola.
Viola or whatever. But so good. Just like magical, beautiful tunes from all the movies we know so well. And then, you know, the sharks and fish swimming around, beautiful candles. They are fake candles, but they look very real. Yeah. I had wondered that.
I feel like real candles would be quite dangerous.
A bit of a hazard.
Yeah. But also, how do you keep them burning for that long period of time?
And the wax and the fire hazard and I don't know what the fish would think, you know, it might be too disturbing for them. But but you know, it was really, really lovely. Had a wedding last month, which was great. And then it was down on the peninsula and we took the opportunity to go stay at Jackalope for a couple of days.
Yeah, so nice.
Which was really lovely. I mean, it's a lot of money.
And is it worth it for the money that you spend?
Someone asked me this the other day and I think the answer varies depending on your salary. I think if you have a lot of money and then it's worth it. If you don't, if you'd really be scraping, I'd probably save it.
Again. Yeah, like if you're wanting the money, if you're putting it towards hoping for it to be this really incredible, amazing experience, does it live up to its price tag?
That's it. It was amazing and lovely, but there were just a couple of small things. Like one of our meals even wasn't that great and we got room service one of the nights and one of the, like, we spent like $40 on, which, you know, standard, but like it was on the salmon noodle dish and it was like some cold noodles, a piece of salmon and like a kind of weird sauce and some wilted, like it just wasn't very good. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but if you're here, like these events, it's meant to be incredible food.
And like premium,
that's it. And like the service, it was incredible. All the little extra features, like they refill your mini bar every day and your little snacks. Lunch at Rare Hair was phenomenal. Couldn't fault that, really beautiful food. Dinner at Doot, it was included in the package that we bought. So that's their fine dining restaurant. And to be honest, I've had better fine dining, like to sound really snobby, but like if we'd just come and paid like $400 or whatever it would have been, if we just come for dinner, we probably would have been disappointed.
Yeah.
But as it was included in our package and we had fun and it was still good. But just, you know, like when you have food that just knocks your socks off, it wasn't quite like that.
Yeah. I've heard this a lot about Jackalope. Like some people, everyone's kind of said, it's nice, but for the money, is it that nice?
Yeah. Because you're talking like, you know, more than a grand a night.
Yeah.
Like it's
not cheap.
Substantial. But I did, thanks to you, I did get a massage, which was actually one of the best massages I've had. Yeah. Like I was feeling the cortisol leave my body. It was like divine. I wasn't going to do it because the day spa, again, was really expensive. We'd already spent a lot of money. And you were like, oh, you do it. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And you were like, what, really had to twist your arm?
I'm like, you're already here.
So that was good. But anyway, that's my lengthy review of Jackalope. Like, would recommend. And the pool is what you go for, I think. You sit there on those deck chairs. There's like a beautiful infinity pool looking over the vineyards. And that was phenomenal. And we lay there for hours chilling. I was reading. I forgot an actual book. So I just got a book on my phone and was reading. And that was really good. But just be mindful. It's incredibly expensive and it's not the best place I've ever stayed.
Yeah.
But this week I've got like my childhood bestie's wedding on Thursday and I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Really looking forward to that. So
weddings are so fun. We had so many weddings last year and like one at the start of this year and then we haven't had any. And now I'm like, but we had a lot. We had like seven or something.
You did have a run.
Like 8 or 9 months. So
I made the stupid mistake of ordering a dress and not paying for express delivery and it's not yet here. And
surely it'll be fine. You've got a couple of days.
Hopefully, but like why didn't I just do express delivery? I like to live on the edge.
Has it been shipped?
Well, I don't think I've even got that email and that's my fear. I got a backup.
Can you reorder it and just buy it in express and then just return it?
But it's also they only do exchange credits and I'm like, oh, then I'm going to be stuck with two dresses and an exchange credit. And I've also panic ordered something on the Iconic Express that will hopefully arrive tomorrow. But anyway, this is really a boring update from me. Sorry.
I feel like that is a dilemma though. Maybe what we'll keep with the purchases theme. We did ask everyone sort of, I think last week on Instagram around some questions and things that just like very basic sort of like Q&A catch up. And some people did ask about if we made any Black Friday purchases.
Did you?
So I made a few, not as many as I thought. I think I kind of had decision fatigue.
Yes. It's been overwhelming too. Like I got a text from every brand I've ever bought from.
Yes.
And I was like, go away.
Yeah. And some of them were sending me like 3 emails a day. I was like, can you please stop? This is obnoxious. Yeah. But no, I did. I actually, very boring, but I actually bought some new bras and undies.
No, excellent choice.
And I bought it from, I think you've probably seen that brand like Booty or whatever. Mm-hmm. They like was constantly advertising to me. I was like, fine, I'll buy it.
Very comfy.
That's what I was about to say. So I bought a couple of just like black and flesh tone, like, you know, basic boring like undies and a couple of wire free t-shirt bra, because underwire and me just aren't vibing at the moment.
Yep.
And I think sometimes you just don't need it. I'm like, I just feel like it's very uncomfy. And anyway, I must say, very, very, very comfortable.
Okay, recommend.
Would recommend.
What are the undies like? I find it so hard to find the right.
The only thing I would say is that they're not seam free. So
did you get like briefs or G-strings?
I got some briefs just like for work and every day, because I find a G-string so uncomfortable if I wear it all day every day.
I've finally got on board the G-string trade. To be fair, but now it's all I wear mostly.
Yeah.
But you have to find the right ones.
But I'm going to actually do another order. I'll probably wait for the Boxing Day sale. So I'm like, I just refuse to pay $17 or $18 a pair.
Yes.
It's just ridiculous.
So much.
And then they do men's undies, and I went to have a look at those. I was like, maybe I'll get Sean some. And they're like $35 a pair. Gosh. I was like, Sean, you can have your mat. Yeah, she was saying he wanted to get some of those.
They're really soft, but they're so expensive.
But why is it like $40 nearly for one pair? I don't understand.
They don't last that long.
I don't understand the difference.
I went to Bras and Things recently and bought, like, I just needed a nude bra to wear under white shirts and t-shirts and things, and paid like $50 or $60 for one. Then I walked next door to Cotton On Body and I found a better nude bra for like $30, and I bought one in white and I bought one in cream, and I also got some of their just seam-free comfy G-strings. And I tell you what, I've hit the jackpot.
The
I'm just going to go back.
The only thing I don't like about, sorry, it's like tangent now talking about underwear, but the only thing I don't like about the Cotton On ones is because they're that silky like rayon whatever fabric. They're not cotton, and I just find that can be super uncomfortable and like
mine's real. I'm wearing
not very breathable.
Is it those ones? Is
that no, no, one? Yeah, but the undies, not the bra. The undies. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, I just flashed.
Yeah, I'm just like sometimes I just want like a good breathable cotton.
Yes, I've actually one pair that I trialed from this brand, and I can't think of what the brand is, but I'm going to dig it out and I'll share it with you, because they are cotton and they're just really fresh and nice.
But yeah, I have decided I'm going to wait for the Boxing Day sales, and I'll go back and I'm going to buy some like G-strings and things for like to wear my activewear and stuff, and a few
once
more
you commit to them,
comfy bralettes.
Yeah, and start like you just got to start the practice. And I never thought I'd be that person. I was like, who wants a wedgie all day long? But I'm
I do wear
converted.
Them fairly often, like. But I'm more comfortable often, like on a work day or something. Yeah. But under a dress or things like that, don't really want to wear a dress.
Cover your butt cheeks. Yeah. I just find they ride up. Like briefs just like give me a wedgie.
These ones
anyway.
Don't. These ones, but I think that's because they do have that thicker elastic around the edge. Okay. Anyway, sorry, this is really boring content. Anyway, moving on. How are your goals around boundaries going? So we did an episode for those who have been listening for a while, maybe like three months ago now, around boundaries and how we can both try and get better at setting them. How are you going?
This is an interestingly timed question, because what I said before about things just like falling apart a little bit is probably the product of me saying yes to absolutely everything and not setting boundaries. I have set some in very recent times, though. I've actually decided that I'm going to step back from doing my fitness instructing on weekday mornings next year, because it's just so much to have a 4 a.m. alarm, go teach a couple of classes, go home, quickly get ready for work, make it into the office, and then just have a full day of work. Like as I'm teaching, I'm loving it, but like everything around it, I'm like, I'm exhausted. Mm. And setting that 4 a.m. alarm never gets easier, really. So I'm actually, and like I said, I haven't even been having time to do my food prep and things or like prioritizing it. So I think I need a bit of a reset for next year. So I'm looking forward to that first couple of weeks of January, just getting my ducks in a row, as they say.
Yeah.
And I've, just making conscious decisions. I also, like, because I was doing some strength programming for friends, there's one or two people that I've stopped doing that for, just because I'm like, I'm just struggling to find the capacity. Yeah. And I can't give it the time and effort and energy that I want to.
Yeah.
And like, I had people wanting to come and train in the garage, and I lined that up with a couple of people, and I was like, I just cannot, like, I do not have the spare hour in the week or 2 hours in the week to do it. So I've been having to really consciously make some decisions. Quite proud of myself, but also I'm like, I don't want to fully back away from, like, it's the balance.
It's a double-edged sword, right? Wanting to do things you still enjoy, but also like hold space for. Well, like, so you have the time to do things that you really enjoy.
Yeah. And also time with Andrew, because he does shift work. Yeah. Like, I'm just finding we're not getting that time, and that's been really hard. So some changes in order. What about you?
Yeah, I think generally I've gotten better, but I've taken a bit of a step back from just doing as much stuff the last few months, which I think has been good. Yeah. But now I'm, yeah, I think similarly, like I've just kind of lost a bit of like a lot of motivation for things into the year. So I'm like, I need to get back into my like regular walking and fitness routine. Yeah. And
just a step goal. Just
like all of those sorts of things. I just feel like, yeah, I've kind of become a bit disorganized. Even like with meal preps, doing my grocery shopping and all of those sorts of things again. Like I feel like the last couple of weeks we've had a bit more takeaway here and there.
We
and
just, have too so much and we never do that.
No, but like we were so good for such a long time. And I think it's just, yeah, just like that lack of being organized. But I think it also just comes with being like, you know, everyone's just a bit more tired by this time of the year, a bit burnt out. It's like,
yeah. I've been finding, and I never used to find this, but like I'm craving days with no plans, home alone. Mm. And that has never been me. I'm like cram it, fill every spare second.
Yeah.
And I've actually gotten to the point where I am actually saying no to things. Yeah. And as they say, like holding space at the moment, that's maybe a bit of a moment.
I know.
But for myself, which I've never really had to do, but I'm actually at the point where I'm like, I can, and I can't even like be on my phone. Like I'm having this really visceral, like I need to just stop.
Yeah.
Which is interesting and a bit of a red flag for me, I think, because I never get to that point.
Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. I think I've noticed my screen time as well creeping up. So that's definitely a goal.
Yes. Mm. That was on your New Year's resolutions.
Yes, I know. I did really well at the start of the year and it's definitely fallen off the wagon a little bit recently. Yeah. What are the pod plans for Christmas and over the break?
Well, I reckon this will be our last episode for the year just because everyone, us included, is fast running out of time. Yeah. I mean, who has time to listen to podcasts right now? So we're just going to take a little break for a few weeks and we'll be back in January.
Yeah.
We've got some really exciting plans. Guests lined up, a couple of episodes were already ready to roll out.
Yeah.
I think we've touched on it before, but probably a little bit of a mini series even on around pregnancy, fertility, trying to conceive, parenthood, and more on the child-free front as well.
We did have a question around that as well, around child-free content episodes, etc. So there will definitely be more coming.
Yes, and I would love to dive into that a little bit more. And we always get a lot of good feedback on that. But we're also mindful we do want to cover the other side as well.
Yeah.
And also what it's like with friendships where, like in our case, Tegan wants kids and I don't, and those sorts of that differing view on things. So we'll definitely be diving into that a little bit more. But jumping back into, you know, weekly content again once the new year's here.
Yeah, definitely. What else did we have? What's your favourite Christmas movie?
The Holiday.
Mine too. I actually watched it yesterday. Sean was playing golf and I was like, oh, that's perfect. He doesn't really like it that much. So I'm like, perfect opportunity. And I was thinking, I'm like, it must be close to like 15 or 20 years old.
No,
now.
What?
No, I think
probably.
And I think it is because my sister and I used to watch it on like family camping trips when we were younger. And I feel like that was in my like early teens.
Oh my gosh.
So I feel like it must be approaching that time.
Yeah.
But it holds up so well.
Oh, I love it. So good.
It's so good.
And both storylines too. Like they're just both good. Good characters. Good music.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, Love Actually. You can't say no to Love Actually.
I've only ever watched Love Actually, I think, once.
Oh, maybe we should have a movie night and watch that one.
I feel like I've never really been like on the Love Actually bandwagon. But
oh, there you go.
Yeah. And there's so many Christmas movies out now. Actually, I would love
so
to
many
know people.
Ones.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. I would love to know people's recommendations around what to watch, because I feel like some of the ones, like what was some of the ones that Netflix brings out, like
I watched a terrible one the other day.
That's it.
Was
I mean, they're so
Merry
bad.
Gentlemen or something like that, and it was the weirdest
I remember
thing.
Watching like Falling for Christmas or something last year with Lindsay Lohan, and it was just terrible. And like Princess Switch, like they're just terrible movies,
those Hallmark
so
Christmas
I want a
films.
Good I want a good Christmas film.
We need another The Holiday.
Yeah,
like, we need exactly. something of that caliber back.
Yeah, exactly. Something with Jude Law too wouldn't go astray, but
what are your favourite Christmas traditions or moments or foods and things that I know Christmas makes you happy about Christmas?
Yeah, I think Mum has always made like a Christmas punch, which has always just been – and it always varies. It's like a base – there's like a base recipe, but it's always a little
has
bit –
has it got ginger ale and juice in it? Is
it's
it like,
got champagne and
cranberry
juice and stuff. Yeah, it is an alcoholic punch.
I want to
gin
try
and
it.
Stuff and like fresh berries and things. But every year it just kind of gets a little bit of a different twist, and
that's
I feel like
fun.
That's become like a bit of a tradition. The meal food largely changes up a little bit depending on the year. I mean, there's always a stock standard, you know, some sort of roast and – you know, veggies and whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a pretty big staple.
Yeah.
And then we actually have my mum's. We always do my mum's like extended side of the family Christmas the week or week or two before Christmas. That's coming up this weekend. And
oh, nice.
Like my auntie makes like a killer pavlova. Like her pavlova is like the thing as well. So it's like if you're not quick, you don't like often you don't even get to go back for seconds because it's all gone. So they're the couple of things probably like from a food perspective. What about you guys?
Well, Mum always does cinnamon rolls. That's just always our Christmas morning tradition. So I'm so excited to be waking up at Mum and Dad's this year and smelling cinnamon rolls. Oh, the best.
So good.
And I just, like I said before, Christmas Eve, I really love Christmas Eve. I feel like it is magical. And just that excitement before Christmas.
Yeah, definitely.
In awful news, Andrew's going to be working for most of Christmas, so I'm not even going to see him. And that's really sad because, like, I have loved doing Christmas with him the last couple of years, you know, being married and stuff. But it will be really nice to have that family time.
Yeah.
And just the Christmas tree. I love the Christmas tree and going to look at Christmas lights. I actually think tonight or tomorrow night, we might go for a little bit of a drive.
I'd like to go and do that as well at some point. Because again, it's like one of those things that you just blink and it's over.
I know. And they'll be packed up. Yeah. Actually, the only other thing, Christmas pudding. I adore it. I know a lot of people are into it, but
I don't really like cooked fruits.
Yeah. See, I love
stone fruits specifically. Like, not a fan.
You like, as in like sultanas like and things?
Yeah, like I don't mind cooked berries and things like that, like things with raspberries and blueberries and stuff, but it's like the apricots and stuff I'm not into
it. I love it. I mean, give me the biggest bowl.
Do you like mince pies too?
Yes, love, love fruit mince pies, fruit cake, Christmas cake, any of that stuff.
Yeah, not a big fan of that. I don't know what it is. And I actually was in, we were in Coles the other day and I was looking like I should probably, I saw them like laid out the puddings and I was like, I probably should get one because we always, because no one really eats it except my pa and Sean's pa.
Yep.
And so we were always scrambling last minute to get one because we always forget about it. And I was going to buy it, but like the smallest one at Coles was like $45.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No. Get them on Boxing Day and they're like,
yeah, but we will need it for Christmas Day. But still, I was like $45 and there was like the 3 kilo one was like 80 something. I was like, this is obscene.
At Bunnings on the weekend, the local Lions, I think it's Lions that do Christmas cake and they do puddings and cakes. They were there set up at the entrance with a stand and I'm sure they were like $15, $20 or something.
Well, sometimes
like
you can, I mean, these were the nice like fresh ones that you boil and stuff. So, but you know how you can buy this, the little ones,
little
like
the microwave ones.
Stuff. Yeah.
Just get one of those.
I like the custard that goes with the pudding.
Brandy custard or normal custard. I love it all.
Delicious. That's Yeah.
What about highlights for 2024? What have been some highlights for you this year? Or lowlights or learnings?
Yeah. I mean, this year has been like a very, I think it's been like a roller coaster of the year for me. Like there's been some very low lows, but then some very high highs. So I think on the whole, I don't know. I think I learned a lot about myself and my ability to manage things that come my way. I think it's tested my resilience at times. So I think it's a year that I'll look back on, I don't know, maybe with a mix of like fondness and also not so much as well.
Yeah.
But probably quite a, what's the word? Like a
mixed bag.
I don't want to say like formative years, but you know, quite a, significant.
What's the word? I know what you're looking for.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, significant.
I guess. Yeah. In my life, I think. So it's a bit vague, but but I think in terms of just my
own, you'll share more on that next year.
Yeah. And I think just in terms of my own, like, yeah, just like learning who I am as well. I think also just, I don't really know where I'm going with that, but you know what I mean? I just think it's been a big year.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot. And looking forward to next year.
Yeah. Any highlights?
Specific highlights. Probably our holiday to Queensland in September.
Yep.
Feels like a long time ago.
It does. It was only September.
Yeah. And it was just a week, but it was just so nice just to get away. And especially at that time of year, because it's still kind of cold here in Melbourne, but to go up north and then.
It looked heavenly where you stayed. You should share some lovely pictures.
And it was actually really didn't take very many. We had a lot of really just a lot of days without our phone, just by the pool. There wasn't a heap to do. So I think a week was like a perfect amount of time because it was and because there wasn't a heap to do, you didn't really feel this pressure to do things, if that makes sense. It was kind of like just lie by the pool, read.
Which can be the perfect thing when you go somewhere new and there's heaps to do. It's kind of like you're like, oh, I've got to do it all, got to do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to plan a more like exciting, eventful holiday for next year at some point. But again, I just want to go somewhere tropical and warm. I feel like I haven't still got my full fill of that.
Yeah, true. Maybe I wish you could get away over like the Christmas break. That would be so nice.
I know, we did think about it, that, but it's just so expensive.
Yes, it's a bad time.
That's the thing. I'm like, it's expensive and it's busy. So you pay more to be able to do less.
Yeah, it's true. And there's
and be less so relaxed. Many
family, like children and yeah. people and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think
things we're are more trying. Expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
How about you?
Oh, I think like we talked about this. I think it was our Finding Joy episode halfway through this year. But I would say this is probably the hardest year I've had yet in terms of just the heaviness of life. Just, yeah, I feel like as you get older, things just get so much more serious.
They do.
And I've never really found that before this year. Like I've always been very, and I mean, we're, you know, child free, footloose, fancy free. I go on lots of trips. I live the life I want to live. And so I've always been very much about having fun and enjoyment. And I've felt like things have just gotten really serious this year.
Yeah.
So I've really struggled with that. I'm like, what? No, is this what life's going to be like now? And I want to rebel against it. But I think highlights, there's been some really lovely highlights. One was climbing that mountain in Borneo.
Yeah, so amazing.
Like, oh, it was exactly. the best.
Going How many over. Years you can say I climbed a mountain?
I know. And like
so a
like,
literal mountain. A literal not a mountain. Metaphorical one.
It's a big mountain. And like doing that with my family was really special. And it's just achieving that. Like there would have been a time I never thought physically I could do that.
Yeah.
But that proved a lot to me about my ability and mentally as well, like the determination you needed and also the fact that I enjoyed it. Like I loved the challenge and actually really thrived and which I was quite nervous about. I didn't know how I'd go. And so that was really encouraging to me. Finished my Cert 4 in fitness. That was something I've been trying to tick off and got a new job. So like there's been, you know, some really lovely highlights. And I found a job that I love that I feel like I'm where I'm meant to be, which is so nice because I feel like the last couple of years I've really struggled to find that fit career-wise and felt a little bit like I'm floundering at times. And I'm like, where am I actually going with this? And I feel like now I have a beautiful, supportive workplace where I'm challenged and I have, you know, a trajectory to be able to keep challenging myself and learning. And that's really exciting. So really keen to see what the year brings in that, the new year brings in that regard as well.
Yeah, amazing. Well, I'm not sure if we had many other questions. We'll just quickly double check.
I think there were a couple more. 1 second. Am I able to share my house cleaner's contact information?
Oh.
Yes, I'll reach out to you directly, but it's Facelift Cleaning. And she's amazing. Her and her sister, they do the best job ever. And can not recommend more getting a house cleaner if that's something that
absolutely
you can financially, you know, justify.
Yeah.
For me it is. It saves us so much time and, you know, just that – time we can spend together doing stuff we actually enjoy rather than cleaning.
I think it just relieves so much of that mental load as well. It's just one thing that you can kind of go, oh, like I know my cleaner's coming this Friday and it's like, okay, I just know I need to keep it just minimizes the amount of stuff you know you have to do. It's like I can just keep on top of the tidying.
Yep,
that's but I know the deep clean's coming on Friday and I don't have to stress too much about it.
That's it. I'm actually hosting a little family Christmas thing for one side of the extended family on the 5th of January. We're doing a post-Christmas thing and I booked it to come the Friday before because I'm like,
good.
I just want to feel like the house is clean and just walking in and knowing it's clean is the best. So that's, that's a recommendation for 2025 for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Get a house cleaner. Well, I think we might leave it there for today.
That was the randomest combination of topics.
A quick little end of year wrap up episode. But as always, just like thank you to everyone who's listened this year and who supports the podcast. We really appreciate it. We wish you the best and happiest Christmas period or whatever it is that you celebrate and a very, very happy new year. And we will catch you in 2025.
Bye.
Bye. The Brunch Files would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the lands on which we live, meet, work and play, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and of course any First Nations peoples who may be listening today.
This podcast is all about the adventures, stories and laughs of being a woman in her 30s. While we strive to entertain and share relatable experiences, please remember that our content is purely for fun and shouldn't be taken too seriously, and it's definitely not professional advice. Life is a wild ride and everyone's journey is unique. We believe that laughter is the best policy and we're just here to spread some joy.
The Brunch Files would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the lands on which we live, meet, work and play, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and of course any First Nations peoples who may be listening today.
This podcast is all about the adventures, stories and laughs of being a woman in her 30s. While we strive to entertain and share relatable experiences, please remember that our content is purely for fun and shouldn't be taken too seriously, and it's definitely not professional advice. Life is a wild ride and everyone's journey is unique. We believe that laughter is the best policy and we're just here to spread some joy.